Interesting story today coming out of Quebec City. Angelica Montgomery, our Quebec City Bureau Chief, actually breaking the story today about a group that is not, has decided at least not, to go ahead and take a position on the secularism charter once this debate begins next Tuesday. The group is called the Voice of English-Speaking Quebec. Jean-Sébastien Jolin-Gignac is their executive director and on the line right now. Mr. Gignac, I've not heard of this group. Is this a Quebec City-based group only?
Exactly. It's a group serving the English-speaking community of the greater Quebec City region.
And how many people do you basically represent? How many Anglophones out there?
Well, if you look at the greater Quebec City region, we're looking at roughly 15,000, which represent just under 2% of the population.
Okay. And you're a Francophone, though, right?
Yep.
And you're representing an Anglophone group?
Yeah.
How did that happen exactly?
Well, I mean, it's a long story, but I've been working for the organization since 2005, first as a coordinator, and a couple of years after that, Helen Wallin, who was the ED for 9 years total, if I'm not mistaken, move on to something else, and I applied for the position. And, you know, a lot of people seems to be surprised when they hear about a Francophone representing the English-speaking community in Quebec City, but in the end, from my perspective, it's about result. If we're able to develop and provide high-quality services for our population, it doesn't really matter what is the mother tongue of the guy who's the ED. So that's what we try to do. We try to bring a lot of services and activities for the English population, and if we're successful at that, quite honestly, I don't think anybody care.
No, I think it's great that you're doing this. I think a lot of people, and when I looked at the name, I was a bit taken aback, thinking, what, this must be a mistake. I think it's great that you're involved this way because, you know, it's obviously something you're concerned with. It's important enough for you to want to go out there and try to do something for the English population in Quebec City.
Well, exactly. I mean, my parents have always told me that it's a duty for people that are from a majority, whichever majority could be, whether it's your color of your skin or, you know, your language or whatever, to step up and help the minority. So that's something that I've always believed in, and I'm happy that I'm able to do that as part of my work.
You should be running for the leader of the Provincial Liberal Party, never mind the Voice of English Quebecers. Wow.
I'm not too sure.
Good for you.
Politics is necessarily the avenue to have the biggest impact on your community, and quite happy what I'm doing now.
Well, okay, so let me ask you, I mean, the good news is you're doing this and it's an important cause, and the problem here is, if it's a problem, you've polled your members in Quebec City, and where we thought that for sure, you know, a group like this would be going in front of the government next Tuesday when the debate begins on the secularism charter, you've decided not to. What happened?
I would just one little thing that I would like to say is, when you say we decide not to do anything, that's not exactly the case. What we decide to do is not to send a brief and to present the brief to that commission. It doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. From my perspective, there's many things you can do to represent and defend the interests of a community. We have the opportunity regularly to sit down with politicians, and these are great opportunities.
You know, I understand it, but why not present a brief?
Well, there's, as you said, what we try to do is we first talk to our community. And the result that came out from our perspective was that what seems to be a concern, except in the notion of, you know, establishing the primacy of French language as part of the preamble of the Charter of Human Rights, when it comes down to the other issues that we had identified, we felt that the position of our community was right in line with the position of what we see here in Quebec City from the French-speaking community. So from our perspective, and that's what we felt at the beginning, but it was kind of reinforced by the result of the survey, this is not an English-speaking community issue. It's a Quebec society issue. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you know, we felt that we shouldn't necessarily highlight it as an English-speaking community. Now, to go back to what I said about the primacy of establishing primacy of French, that's an issue that obviously is perceived completely differently in the English community than what we see in the French-speaking community. But that's an issue that we had just addressed as part of the brief that we sent in the National Assembly in response to Bill 14. So we felt that that had been addressed already. We didn't need to write another brief to present the same point.
But then with respect to what, you know, and you're right in saying this, this is it's not an Anglo issue. This is, you know, a secularism issue, if you want to call it that. And we know what's involved in this. Is there no voice there suggesting that you don't like part of what's in Bill 60, language aside?
Again, I mean, there's many things. If we would have the opportunity to ask every single member of the English community, are you in favor of the charter or not, I'm sure that an overwhelming majority would say, we're not really in favor of the charter. Mm-hmm. That being said, you would probably get the exact same answers from the French-speaking population here in Quebec City. So we felt in that specific issue, our role was more to support the people that are at the front of the battle and not necessarily being at the forefront of the battle this time around, as we were in Bill 14.
And I should point out, by the way, when you say you polled your members, you came back with 78% of your members had an opinion basically opposing the ban on religious signs. So as you're saying, that is pretty much the consensus.
Oh, yeah. But then again, here in Quebec City, if you poll the French-speaking population, you would end up with a similar percentage.
Really?
Yeah.
Big difference between Quebec City and Montreal, yeah.
In many ways, it's different, and that's why for a long time in political circle, they've been calling it Le Mystère Québec. I mean, that's something that you see, I guess, clearly also in this case, where the English, representing an English-speaking organization, but, you know, being in a region where 98% of the population is French, we see the issue is certainly perceived differently here in Quebec City than what we see, for example, in Montreal.
I'm just wondering, as a final question, as a Francophone heading up the voice of English-speaking Quebec, did you hear from colleagues and or friends who thought you were crazy?
Many times. But, I mean, once you explain to them why, when I explain to them why I'm doing this, it actually makes a lot of sense. As I said, I've always believed that it's important to step up for the minorities and try to help when we believe in, and that just fit well in my perception of what democracy is all about. It shouldn't be the dictatorship of the majority. It should be the majority taking care of its minorities. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, your parents brought you up right. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Jean-Sébastien, thank you so much.
To hear that.
Yeah, you can tell them that. Jean-Sébastien Jalin-Gignac, Executive Director of the Voice of English-Speaking Quebec in Quebec City.